This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Bonnie Lynn Harlow, who is a living kidney donor. She actually heard Ruger Ennis' story on the Mark White Show and decided that she wanted to be a donor herself.
I think the biggest thing I like to remind people is that I'm just an ordinary person. And I know no one's really ordinary. We all have our special things that make us unique in this world. But you know, I'm a mom of three. I have raised them. They're adults living in my community. You know, I feel like we've developed more of a friendship relationship. But the significant thing that I think really impacted me on this story is two of my children had severe health issues. One had a brain aneurysm at 9 years old, so he was Ruger's age when we ended up in the Ronald McDonald House in Houston. And then my daughter had pediatric thyroid cancer. So through those, I really could relate to the mother aspect of having a child that had something significant, wishing there was something, anything I could do to help them get through that, or, you know, would take their pain away if I could. And in hearing Ruger's story, that's a lot of what moved me to look into it. And I did call to check to be a donor for Ruger, but they had so many people that reached out and I was put on a kind of a wait. But because of my age, and I'm going to be 60 this year, that I really wanted to get through that process.
For more stories of encouragement and community, follow The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.